And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. And Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're back in the mighty 1090 studios with Dale Hightower from Seaguar and Nomad. We're going to be talking about the finest fluorocarbon in the world and some of the greatest lures in the world. So you stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges, how do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, I'm back in the studio. Thank you and Corey for covering yesterday.
Oh, we had a great time. It was a fun show.
Yeah, it really sounded like a fun show. I listened on the Let's Talk Hookup app from ZWAT and Nail. It was cool.
Loud and clear came on in on the app.
Loud and clear in ZWAT. So it was really cool. But Dale Hightower, good morning.
What's up, Dale?
Morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, how's things going at Cigar and Nomad?
Well, you know, getting real busy here. You know, we got this, what's about a month away now?
Yeah.
Got the Fred Hall show coming up, so...
Wait a minute. The Fred Hall show is about a month away?
Yeah, let's see. Today's the 3rd,
right?
Holy
mackerel. It starts the 5th, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
first Wednesday of March. I think that's the way it always works. So,
yeah
between that and I leave on the Rooster here on Friday, so I got to get all my stuff together so I can go fishing. And
wait a minute. You're taking Fred Hall is a month away, and you're sliding a 15-day in there?
Always.
That's why I like Dale.
Getting it all done, right?
Exactly.
The best part, I got like a week when I get back before the show starts. So
cool.
I got a week to get my stuff together. But, no, we got some exciting new things coming out from Seaguar this year. The big deal is the new gold label.
Uh-huh.
And I think we talked a little bit. We teased people back, I think, in July and August when I did the show last time. But we introduced a new product at ICAST this year in Orlando. And it's called Gold Label, and it is definitely the skinniest, best fluorocarbon we ever have made.
Wow.
So
tell us about it.
So I got a chance to fish some this year before the launch. I fished the Guadalupe Island, and as you know, that's a stealth bite.
Yeah.
And 30 and 40 seems to be the minimum you can really fish and actually land some of these fish. So I had some 30-pound on the Gold Label. And in the 2 days we were there, I had 10 bites, and I did not break a fish off. I pulled some hooks, but I did not break a fish off.
30 pounds.
That's
30
crazy.
Pound.
It's hard like Blue Label, but it's more supple like Premier, and it's stronger per diameter than Premier.
Stronger per diameter. So your 30-pound Seaguar Gold Label
is going to be skinnier than Premier, but the abrasion on it because of this resin that we use, you know, it's a dual-structure fluorocarbon. Very similar to the same technology we use in Premier and Blue Label. But these resins are, like, hard, but they're not stiff. So when you play with it, you're like, man, it's like the best of Blue Label and the best of Premier in this new super grade of fluorocarbon.
That's huge.
The technology only allows us to make it to 40 pound.
Okay.
So basically the sizes we're offering it is 15 through 40, which is really great for that finesse bite, you know.
Yep.
I mean, there's times, you know, the decent size bluefin still get on that small thin bait.
Well, there was so much fishing with 40-pound last year. I mean, that's like your medium to heavy size bait outfit always tends to be that size. That's going to be huge. That you can fish something that is skinnier than Premier, and we always said fishing Premier 40 was basically like fishing 30-pound something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're almost going to be fishing 25-pound. But having the strength of 40-pound Blue Label.
Exactly. And having that, more abrasion resistance.
Huge. That's huge.
Yeah. So, like, when I fished it, to me, it was a game changer. It was like, nobody knew what I was fishing. And I do that style of fishing on the anchor is not a normal style for a local angler. I mean, obviously, us when we fish the long trips, it's all done from the anchor. But, no question about it that the bait swam better and the abrasion resistance, especially when you get into some of those better fish.
That's great,
still,
man.
Like all Seaguar fluorocarbon, basically invisible in the water.
It's 100% fluorocarbon, so it's got the refraction rate closest to water. And like I said, this is really cool stuff. I mean, it was really fun to fish something different. Because, I'm a big Premier fan, just like you guys are, especially for live bait fishing during the day when it's a pick bite. And I see this as, not replacing Premier, but, it's going to be your stealth line. It's going to be with those pick bites. And I see all of us fishing it. Like, at some point during the day, you're going to have one outfit that's going to have Gold Label on it.
That's cool.
And the difference in price between Premier and the new Gold Label?
It's about 10% more. So
okay.
It's not ridiculous. It's,
yeah,
not,
no,
it's,
that's
not,
fine.
It's not ridiculous. We're only putting it on 25-yard spools. And like I said, the technology only allows us to build it or make it to about 40 pound.
Wow.
So there's a point of diminishing return in technology that, like Premier, we can only make Premier to 200 pound, but we make Blue Label to 400.
Right.
So the resin technology, what it's explained to me is that when you try to make it bigger, the differences disappear.
Okay.
So it makes it, different than Premier or Blue Label. It starts to become not as obvious.
Yeah.
So you fish Premier above 40.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Premier or Blue Label, depends on the on the situation. And we still have the Pink Label, too, which is...
I love Pink Label.
I know. I was, getting ready for, my trip, and I was like, got to have Pink in the mix.
Oh, yeah.
Pink's got to be in the mix.
So what makes Seaguar fluorocarbon different than the others?
I tell everybody flat out, what makes us different is that we manufacture every part of the process from making the raw material resins that fluorocarbon is to the finished product. So nobody, we don't send any of this out to get done by anybody else. So we control the technology of making the resins. I really think the big difference is that we make resins to make the best fishing line in the world.
A lot of other people use fluorocarbon resins that might be used in cell phones or airplane parts. Fluorocarbon is used in a lot of things, and some people will just buy that raw material that's just raw material and make a fishing line out of it. Seaguar is fishing line fluorocarbon resin.
Absolutely, and that's what and we invented the product over 40. It's probably getting close to 50 years now.
Wow.
So we invented the product. We control the resin technology. There's only a handful of resin companies in the world. We're the only ones that actually make the resins and then turn it into fishing line. So the resins we use to make Seaguar fluorocarbon are different than the resins that we sell on the commercial side of it. So. And the fact is that we control everything. And we're the only double-structure fluorocarbon in the world. So that's
explain what double-structure means.
We use two different resins in our premium products. So premium products would be Tatsu, Fluoro Premier, Blue Label, and Gold Label. So we use two different fluoro resins that is not a coating. So they're fused together. Takes twice as long to make, but it allows you to have a different resin on the outside, which is going to give you better knot strength. And then you use the inside resin, the inner resin, to give you that tensile strength. And it gives us the ability to play with it and get these certain characteristics, like Blue Label is different than Premier, which is different than Gold Label.
Mm-hmm.
We can tweak it using that double structure and our resin technology to get those different performance. Because in every situation, there's times that I like fishing Blue Label, period, end of story. Like Blue Label is definitely the most abrasion-resistant product we have. But on the other hand, their Premier is so soft that on a real live, middle of the day live bait, bite, the bait's going to swim better on Premier.
Yeah.
One will tie knots a little better. One will be a little stronger overall.
Yeah,
one will get better knot strength. One lays on the reel a little nicer.
So and having all that technology at our hands, which is what, Seaguar is all about.
And you have the choices now. Now a third choice,
that's
or
great.
Fourth choice, actually,
right.
For saltwater anglers. And you fish what you like, right?
You fish what you like.
They're all good.
Right, and you fish with the conditions. I always tell everybody, the conditions tell me what I'm going to fish.
Right, yeah.
So I don't, I might be a Blue Label fan, but there's times that, you need Premier. It's the, and that I always tell everybody. I mean, on these long trips, Rick and Pete, middle of the day sardine bite, you go hours and, you want, especially if the bait's small, you want that Premier. For the for the ability of that bait swim better on big diameter line.
So okay, you're leaving on the Red Rooster 3 next week.
Yep.
And a 15 day trip.
Yeah, it's 16. It's a flyback, but 16. Yeah.
All right. And so what are you going to have tied on? What? Give us an example for long range big fish fishing.
Oh, well, I'll definitely have a couple of outfits set up 100 pound, and I'm actually cheating a little bit because I'm now playing with the braid size too. So. I have a couple of outfits with 80-pound braid on it.
Ooh.
So 80-pound threadlock, by the way.
Okay.
Which I know that is super small diameter to start with, but fishing those big reels, big fish. I was talking to Rick that they definitely got some super cows on some light, like 80 and 100-pound.
Wow.
So I wanted it for the backing capacity or the capacity and also for the bait to swim better. I mean, just going down one size.
And so what are you going to tie on there?
I'm going to do Fluoro Premier. Yeah, it's going to be my stealth, short top shots, let the bait swim well.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll move into the, 130-pound, threadlock with 130-pound Premier. I usually use Premier for all my sardine fishing.
Okay.
And then if we get into where we can, have the opportunity to fish some bigger baits, then I move into Blue Label on the bigger baits. And then, my jig fishing in the darks with Blue Label.
Blue Label just has the most abrasion resistance.
Yeah, and then I'm not worried about diameters with big baits.
Right.
And
Blue Label is, super thick or anything like that. It's just the same as a normal fluorocarbon.
It's better than a normal. We just have gotten so used to Premier, which is so much to the other side of
right.
it.
Right.
Right. But more supple, thinner.
Yeah. But if you're in the scenario where the line doesn't really matter, the fish aren't being stealthy when they're eating a big giant bait or when you're fishing big giant tuna that are, biting a jig or something like that. When stealth isn't your concern, feed them the rope, man. That Blue Label is the biggest, strongest, best break, best abrasion resistance fluorocarbon in the line.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing I learned on the last year's trip is that you have these windows, especially, you know, at sun up and sundown, that, you know, some people, myself included, you want to get bit so bad you throw the light stuff. And at that point in the day, you should still be throwing the 130. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the, you know, it's tough when you, you know, guy says, I just hooked one on 80. You're like, great, I don't want to hook one on 80. So, yeah. So I'm going to be a little bit more diligent about fishing 130 for the first couple hours of sunlight and the last couple hours of the day, and then use that 100 for that midday deal. Because it's easy to like, oh, I want to get bit, until you get bit on light gear and then realize, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Now, you also represent great lures from Australia, Nomad lures.
Yeah. I, you know, sometimes things fall into your lap. And then Nomad,
that was a good one,
Nomad,
dude.
Nomad literally fell into my lap, and I think I picked it up as far as a rep agency right before this show last year when I was doing my 16, and they actually gave me a couple of DTXs. They flew in a little, you know, sample pack. It was, the distribution wasn't even here yet. We didn't have any dealers that carried it, but I got the samples. I looked at this stuff. I went, man, this is really cool stuff. And Nomad Design Tackle out of Australia, what they started with is these mothership operations where they were running the big houseboats with center consoles and the coral sea chasing dogtooth tuna and trevally and
sick,
you know, wahoo. And so these guys know something about, I tell you, these guys know something about catching big aggressive fish. And Damon Olson, who's the founder of the company, funny, his name spelt backwards is Nomad.
Really?
So he's an engineer, and so he said he was you know, sitting in an office, you know, drawn, and all he could think about is fishing. So he decided, like, well, I think I could design better lures out there than what's on the market. And that's where it kind of started. So this is his baby. He's the real deal. He'll be at Fred Hall in the Nomad booth, so it'll be exciting to get him out here and talk to our anglers. But
absolutely.
So I took some of those.
Hopefully we'll have him on our live show there, too.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we got the so the DTX Minnow, the 200 size, which is the big one. He gave me a handful of those, took them on the rooster, and everybody's, you know, anything that's different always gets from the crew, gets a little like, maybe it'll work.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know about that.
You know, and the truth of the matter is, as far as wahoo trolling goes, I mean, I fished my first long trip, 10-day on the Angler in 1989. You know, back then they were trolling basically marauders, which they're still trolling today, and then really heavy jigs, like 26-ounce jigs that they control real close to the boat. And then back then they also did the boat lines, mm-hmm. and the boat lines always got bit first. I mean, they just always got bit. And I think it's because they run 5-pound weights on them and track them really close to the. So these DTX 200s, when I dropped it behind the boat for the first time, I saw how close I could troll it to the back of the boat, and it tracked like dead nuts. I was in the center, too. I wasn't even on one of the corners. And I looked at the guy next to me. I go, I'm going to catch a fish on this. And he looked, you think so? And I'm like, yes. And the rest was history. I mean, I had people lined up behind me wanting to use my troll outfit. For like,
that's so
it
cool.
Was crazy. Andy Cates like literally goes, all right, so you need to get me about 24 of those for the boat.
Yeah.
You know, we'll buy them. And I tell people, it's like, and you, Rick's seen it on, you know, the one big thing that you hear on it is like, oh, they're not as durable as I want them to be. And I went, did you catch a fish on them? You know, it's or maybe they're not as you know, durable like a marauder, but I will tell you, I've seen them catch a dozen fish. I've seen them only last two fish.
They're more durable than others, though.
Right, and then the other thing I say
they have the right hooks.
They have the right hooks. They have everything about it's right. And then the other thing is, at retail price, it's like $35.
They are the most revolutionary wahoo thing that has hit the game in. I can't tell you how long.
But they catch other things other than wahoo.
Sure, yeah. Sure they do. Yeah.
Bob Mitchner.
Yellowtail.
Bob Mitchner got a 208 on it at Hurricane Bank last year. Yellowfin, yeah. Yeah, I think there's a picture that on the Nomad site, a guy got like a 600-pound swordfish trolling one or some, like, just ridiculous stuff, you know. So these things will catch, I mean, they're meant to catch dogtooth tuna. The DTX stands for Dogtooth Extreme.
Okay. Oh, no kidding.
So, and then
those things are bad.
Yeah, the other thing I've been working with Damon, because we have a different style of fishing, as you know, than the rest of the world. And so most of the products that they, at all companies make, try to design them around more private boats.
Mm-hmm.
So, because in the rest of the world, it's not these big sport fishers that we're used to fishing out here. So Damon is designing, and hopefully he'll have a sample at the Long Beach show. So stop by the Nomad booth.
Oh, no kidding.
So we're looking at coming out with a DTX 215 LRS. So all the things that people say, oh, I wish it was a little more durable. I wish it had a little bit better hooks. I wish it had this. So we are putting the pencil down, and he thinks he can come up with a long range.
Wow.
It's going to be a little bit more money, you know, but...
they're still pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah, $35.
Yeah. I mean, I need to say this for standing up for Nomad. They are half the price of what a Marauder costs. I mean, literally half.
Yeah.
You know, that's a full-size Marauder these days. They're $65 to $70. This is half of that cost.
And when I went to ICAST and Damon showed me around the Nomad booth, they make such a vast array of saltwater lures. I was blown away. And we've just basically scratched the surface with Nomad and their local stock.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some stick baits called the Riptide, and he's, his deal is, your yellowtail are just like our kingfish. Ours just are bigger, right? It goes like, these stick baits are the number one bait for catching kingfish in New Zealand and Australia. And he goes, I guarantee they'd be the number one bait. You know, so it's kind of like that surface iron that we throw, but they throw these big, you know, these big stick baits. The Chug Norrises, the poppers, are ridiculous.
The Chug Norris.
It's ridiculous.
They make one called a Mad Scab that I'm a huge fan of. It's a really good, you know, stick bait, you know, style jerk bait for fishing bluefins out here. I really like that thing a lot.
Yeah, and then, you know, they've got the flutter jigs, is, you know, everybody says that, you know, that definitely, I know some of the boats, it's their go-to one. I mean, I think the Star's one of them.
Star and the Shogun.
Yeah, that's like their go-to for catching bluefin. So
320-gram buffalo, like that's their...
Yeah, I think I got one here.
Yeah, there's one right here.
There you go. And the right color, too.
And I think somebody's going to win it today, right, Ricky?
You're not kidding, man. So as you can hear, just an insane day. And if all the talk about this gear didn't get you fired up enough, Dale brought in all of that for one lucky caller. Literally, at the end of the show today, one lucky caller is going to get this insane prize pack thanks to Dale Hightower and all the boys at Nomad and Seaguar. So, again, at the end of the show today, you're going to get a hand-picked bag, a full bag of Gold Label. You'll be, like, literally one of the first guys. We don't even have it in the tackle store yet, and you're going to be getting Gold Label in your hands.
Seaguar Gold Label, brand-new fluorocarbon.
15 through 40 pound or through 30 pound that's in here, so a killer bag full of that, and you're going to get one of those brand new Nomad DTX 200 minnows, and you're going to get that 320-gram buffalo jig, so an insane prize. If you want to get through, talk to Dale this morning. There's two ways you can do that, and I can assure you it's going to be a very busy show because there's nobody that knows more about fluorocarbon and this style of fishing than our buddy Dale here. Two ways to reach us, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. That's the only open line right now. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And I have to say a good morning to Zoe and Skyler, who are listening to the show this morning. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Had a dream,
Bubba, had Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees. No more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.sadroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out, Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. No one makes more lures that get bit by more fish than Shimano. Colt Sniper Jigs, Colt Sniper Jerk Baits, Pop Orca, Butterfly, and the amazing Shimano Flat Fall Jig. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you choose the right Shimano jig for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano jigs, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Yamaha Outboard's Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to tell you about this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. This week, lots of good cow fishing for big tuna going on in the long range fleet. It's on for sure. And, of course, a story about sad news of Tony Pena's passing.
Yeah.
Tony Pena, one of the legends certainly in the industry,
no doubt.
And a nice story written about Tony Pena, and a nice story written by Pat McDonald about the new San Diego launch ramp, too, so the Shelter Island launch ramp. So lots of good information in this week's Western Outdoor News. Pick it up.
All right. Hey, well, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's dying to talk to Dale. Again, two ways you can do that, 858-457-1090 or toll free, 877-792-1090. Let's jump right into the phones and start it off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you getting started.
Good morning. Welcome back, Pete. Guys
Thank
did
you.
A great job for you yesterday.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have a great team
no
of
doubt.
Support.
We had fun, me and Corey.
Hey, Dale, how do you actually measure the visibility of your fluorocarbons in water?
Well, it's based on refraction rate. So 100% fluorocarbon product all have the same refraction rate. So it doesn't matter if it's ours or anybody else. As long as it's 100%, it's going to have the refraction rate closest to water. It's a scientific measurement. You know, nylon's got a higher refraction rate than fluorocarbon does. Fluorocarbon, it doesn't have the same as water. It's the closest to water. It's a lot closer to the refraction rate of water, so... but if it's 100% fluorocarbon product, I can't say that ours is any more invisible than anybody else's. What I can tell you is ours is the best when it comes to fishing performance than anybody else's.
Well, I don't disagree with that because all my big fish have been on either Blue Label or Premier, and it's a great product.
Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
We love it.
Appreciate it, Don. Yeah, it is. And the nice thing about Seaguar is you have choices.
Yeah, that's
you
it.
Can go, you can adapt with the conditions, like you talked about. Hey, even if they're biting pink, which they bite pink
no
sometimes,
doubt.
There's no question.
That's Bongo Joe.
You go to pink, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have Wyandons pink ready to go. You know, I mean, that sometimes you just need a change. I tell people it's a change up.
Yeah.
You know?
And sometimes you need to get the funk off. You know,
right, like. Oh, yeah. And I've actually, my new deal about getting the funk off is don't go lighter, just go heavier. If you're going to finally get bit, like get bit on
sure
something heavier.
So, hey, Don, thanks a lot for the call. So I have a question about that. If fluorocarbon is invisible,
right?
Why does pink get bit sometimes when the clearer does not?
Oh, I know the old deal before fluorocarbon was that pink's the first color to disappear.
But it's invisible.
I know. I think it's just a carryover, and I still believe that you know, if fluorocarbon gets a bit better than nylon, then pink fluorocarbon's got to get a bit better than regular fluorine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's the case, but it has to do with a mindset. And sometimes for me, it's a change up. Like I fished pink Andy for years. I mean, before fluorocarbon, and I believed at that point that pink got a bit better than anything else. So I still believe, like, oh, I like pink every once in a while.
Hell yeah.
Once in a while.
And there's been times when everybody snake bit. Don't believe, you know, don't let anybody tell you that hasn't happened, even at the rail, and everybody's getting a bite, and you can't do it, and whatever. And whether you switching to pink made a difference or not, who cares? If that's what got you back in the groove,
yeah,
all good by me.
Yeah.
And it's lesser expensive. You know, pink's a very affordable, easy on the budget, still very high-performing, great fluorocarbon.
No, absolutely. That's what I tell people. It's a, you know, if you're getting into, you know, to me, if you're getting into saltwater fishing and you're looking at doing something on an economy scale, you can't go wrong with pink.
Yeah.
Pink is I tell everybody, our fluorocarbons, by far, every single one of them are better than anything out there. And that starts because of that resin technology we talked about all the way up the line.
There you go. All right. Hey, phones are packed. You want to keep trying. It's going to be a busy morning here because we're giving away the shop here. We're getting the first on your block to get the new cigar. Gold label fluorocarbon and a couple of Nomad lures here, the famous DTX minnow and the Buffalo lure. So
we should call it a three pack of fluorocarbon because I might get sticky fingers and snag one of those spools. I want to try that real bad.
Yeah, I want to try it.
Yeah,
sure.
That's a serious prize pack.
Yeah, we haven't even got it. So
I know.
We're gonna have to get it.
And I'll tell you, it is really good. It's no BS for the radio. It is very, very flexible. Like I was stoked because I had heard about it and was aware of it, but this is the first time I've ever got to put my hands on it. It's really good fluorocarbon. I'm super stoked on it.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. In fact, must admit that Dale, last time he was on, he gave us a little secret spool of it last time and did fish it this summer, a 25-pound, I believe, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
Eyes great, strong, it gets bit.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's jump right into the phones. They're packed. Everybody wants to talk to Dale. Glenn, calling from Fallbrook, is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Dale.
Morning.
I'll be heading on that 16-day right behind you, and Dale and I usually download after the trip at Fred Hall and compare notes on our trips there. But you pretty much sold me on that DTX last year and got a handful there. But wanted to comment how impressed I was with Damon at Nomad and how responsive he was to our local fishing long-range guys and already implementing those changes there. Did you have any of those some of the changes you make to that long-range DTX for us?
Yeah, you know, basically he's looking at stabilizing it a little bit, improving. We're even looking at maybe doing a foam filled on it, upgrading the hooks and hardware on it. So a little bit of everything. So he's actually, I think he's in China right now. We're just getting back from China. So I know he was hoping to have a sample at the Long Beach show to look at. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit higher on the retail price point, but still, I think it'll be less than what the Marauders sell for.
Yeah, I'm the lure itself is just the bomb. I mean, sure, a better one will be great. I'd love to see that too. But man, the way it is right now, it has just changed how we fish for Wahoo. That is what we sell now for Wahoo trollers.
Yeah, and what's really funny is I was talking to Damon about this. Right, I go, the 215 still might not get bit as well as the 200. There's magic things in lures that's the right size, and if you tweak it up or down or whatever, it might still out the 200 might still outfish the 215.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Will we try it? Heck yeah, we'll try.
Yeah,
why
no, absolutely. But what I'm saying, it's like when it comes down to it, I can't imagine something catching
that's what I'm saying
more fish because that it is a game changer. And you know, and the story that I'll tell you guys real quick. So we were at Hurricane last year, and the RP trolled through an area, you know, and then Andy said, hey, we're going to go troll through this, but, you know, don't get your hopes up because the RP just went through there. They didn't catch anything.
And Wahoo are very susceptible to pressure like that. You know, sometimes if you're going right behind somebody, at times it cannot be all that productive. They're very susceptible to pressure.
Yeah, and we banged like three in a row, all on the DTX minnow, all on my rod, and it was like, you know, we didn't catch any slide fish, we didn't catch any other fish in the troll fish, and Andy just goes, that never happens.
So one thing I'm going to mention, though, you guys are all talking about Wahoo. This lure, this Nomad DTX minnow, also catches yellowtail, tuna.
Yeah, yellowfin, and we got three different sizes. The 200 is the big size.
But it catches yellowtail, too.
Yeah, especially the Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It dives 40, 40 feet down, you know, when bite's a little tough,
yep.
Not up on the surface.
Good call.
They eat it.
Can you imagine how good that smallest size will be when we're, you know, porpoise school trolling, you know, yellowfin tuna, things like your dolphin school trolling yellowfin tuna, like, because it tracks so good. You're trolling around a school of dolphins and you see a bird school and you want to, you know, you need to kind of run the throttle up. They track really good at high speed when you need to get somewhere and you don't want to pull your trollers in. I mean, everything about those lures is right.
And I have fished the 140s on those school yellowfin, and it's crazy. It's just like the DTX big boy, you know. It stops the boat first, like over anything else, feathers, cedar plugs. You know, I think the big deal is you can troll it in a zone that you can't troll anything else. It's the depth that it gets and how close you control to the back. And you know, like I said, the boat lines of years ago, those things stop the boat first.
No doubt. Hey, Glenn, have a great trip.
Yeah, I had another quick question.
Go ahead.
Dale, how short a top shot are you using on that cigar? Are you guys still about 20 feet or?
Yeah, I got mine to about 15, but I'm probably going to play with, I'm going to play at least one outfit with about half that. So, you know, I think that stealth outfit that I'm talking about fishing on 80 pound, I think I'm going to try to do like a shorter, you know, 7-8 foot top shot.
Excellent. All right, good luck out there, Dale. Get a super for you.
All right, you too, Glenn.
All right, thanks, Glenn. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does Rip. 877-792-1090.
Paul in Bellflower is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Paul.
Awesome. Dale, for that new line coming out, the gold line, are you going to be putting that on larger spools to decrease the memory?
I think that the spools that it comes on, it comes off with relatively no memory, so I don't think that's a concern. I mean, the stuff's, you know, got low memory like Premier, but it's, you know, like I said, it's got that harder finish. I fished it this summer on the same size spool, and you know, it was as straight as an arrow coming off the spool, and it's parallel wound, which is, I think, everybody likes.
Yeah,
on that.
Cool.
It's
explain
like
explain that.
Well, they actually, you know, like if you could perfectly put line on a spool right next to each other, like you're coiling a rope, but like, you know, like a garden hose, perfect. I think that's all this line's done. I mean, the blue label, the Premier, the, you know, the pink label, the gold label. And when it comes off the spool, it comes off like silk. It is butter.
Yeah. So how do you take it off the spool? Do you take it off turning or do you take it off the side?
Well, I just, what I do is, actually I buy them from Fisherman's Landing. It's the little keepers. Little keepers.
Those are awesome.
And I just put them on there. So I'm pulling it straight off the spool.
Straight off the spool.
But you know, for leader material, it doesn't matter. I know when you're winding it on bass reels and stuff, when we're talking about the main line, it's different, but for you know, coming off the spool, those little line keepers are money.
The line is put on the spool so perfectly that it takes up a lot less room than it used to. So
right.
When they first started doing that, people were like, "What? I got a spool that's only half full." Like, no, it's all there. It's just wound side by each coil by the next, that it just takes up so much less diameter. It's just cool looking.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Well,
it's really cool.
At one point they did it by hand. They actually have machines in Japan that do that. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that ends up, you know, being a problem for Seaguar, because we at some point had almost every product we had, including, you know, 1,000-yard spools of Invisex being parallel wound. Well, it takes up production capacity, and so at some point, as business got better and better, it's like we had to actually not parallel wind everything. But the leader material, which is a predominant stuff in our, you know, in our marketplace, is definitely going to continue to be parallel wound.
Fantastic. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Paul.
Hey, let's go to Dave calling from ANZA, our good buddy Dave Dolan, who just got back from that great Royal Star trip. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm going to tell you who the 10 luckiest anglers in this world are right now, and that's the 10 of us that did the Royal Star trip out of Mazatlan. And I want to stress there was only 10 of us fishing that trip. That's something you usually don't get on a boat like the Royal Star, but first of all, I want to tell everybody how easy this trip is, the logistics of it. You know, I crossed at the CBX Tijuana, which is basically a walk-on. And then, you know, I got on Valeris, which has $200 round-trip flights. After that, I stayed at the El Cid, which Cass booked for me. And then basically it was just a step out of the motel onto the Royal Star. And then the fishing part of it. We basically, this is 3 days on the water. The first day heading south, we hit a really nice school of jumping dolphin. We worked that for a while. I think we put 73 of these fish on the boat. They were a nice 30 to 40 pound grade, which that made sure all of us had fish to take home. Second day we spent looking, which wasn't productive at all, just ran into Skipjack. Then on that third morning of the trip, even before breakfast, one angler, Pete Spencer, he landed a 211-pound tuna. We thought that was the start of something really great, but then we spent most of the rest of the day looking. Then all of a sudden, at about 3 o'clock that afternoon, with only 2 hours left, we hit the mother lode stop. I dropped in and I caught the first one. My tuna weighed in at 246 pounds. And then the biggest one caught went 253, but this was just such a dream stop. I think we had 4 of these cows hooked up at once. So it was like the bottom of the ninth, 2 outs, 2 strikes on us, but we had to swing for a home run, and we got that home run.
That is so cool.
I'm
and
so
what
stoked
you,
for you.
And what did you catch that? How big? 246 pounds?
Yeah, 246. I was using a Talica 50 with a Therese rail rod, and believe me, that was the rig to use for something like that. You know, what a great piece of equipment. And that's what you want to have for these big cows. You know, you don't want to go hunting bear with a 22, so got to have the big rig there.
What did he eat?
It was on a sardine. I dropped down a sardine with a 16-ounce weight. Everybody else was fly lining, but I dropped down deep, and I was the first one to get hit.
Wow.
Dave, so, nice going,
yeah,
buddy. That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, so I want to hand it to the crew there also. When I hooked up mine, this is my personal best by about 80 pounds, and the captain, we had 2 of them on the boat, both Tim Ekstrom and Brian Sims. Brian was with me on this hookup right next to me, and that was the best fishing tutorial I've ever had. I mean, he kept me calm, told me just what to do. I followed the techniques, and I won't say it was easy, but listening to him, it made it go so smooth. I just got to hand it to him for the fishing tutorial he gave me while I was hooked up on that big fish.
And how was that service on the Royal Star? Food and the overall service? How did you like it?
Well, can I say steak, pork loin, prime rib, and I came back 4 pounds heavier.
Nice. It's such an awesome operation. And to be able to go and have that type of chance at a
right.
fish in 4 days, are you kidding me? Fly into a beautiful place, Mazatlan. So I would say the inaugural 4-day fly down, fly back Mazatlan trip is a success, and they'll probably do it again, I would guess, right?
I should hope so, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't wait on booking it because of the results that we had on this trip. I'm not going to look for a light load on it next time around.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the thing about the fishing out of either Puerto Vallarta or Mazatlan or wherever you come, you know, it's a hit and miss fishery.
Sure.
You know, and you certainly, Dave, you hit it.
Yeah, that's awesome,
so
buddy.
Congratulations on that.
So stoked for you.
Yeah. I also say, you know, I extended the trip a little bit, too. You know, I got down a day early, stayed at the El Cid Resort, beautiful resort right there on the harbor in the water. But then I stayed 2 extra days. I went to downtown Mazatlan, which is the old historic district. Beautiful area. The Malecon there, it's just so relaxing. And, you know, I was in New Orleans last year. And this historic district in Mazatlan, it looks just like the French Quarter in New Orleans, except it's a lot more tranquil and a lot more relaxing than that rowdy Mardi Gras crowd is.
And probably a quarter of the price, too, for everything.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, so that was a great way to extend the trip, a great way to cap off a great fishing trip.
Good for you, Dave.
Well, thanks for being a great representative for Let's Talk Hookup on that 4-day Royal Star fly down, fly back trip, and we'll look forward to many more. You'll see Dave at the Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar show. He'll be telling stories in our Let's Talk Hookup booth. So thanks for all that, Dave, and appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loretto. Loretto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Mission Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loretto. La Mission also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loretto at the La Mission Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMissionLoretto.com for details. La Mission, the beauty and fun of Loretto is waiting for you.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and while we're at it, Dave just talked about it, the ultimate long-range rig. The Shimano Talica 50 and Therese Rail Rod. I know exactly what Dave was using because it was my rig. And it was a Shimano XXH Rail Rod 72
XXH.
And the Talica 50 with 130-pound Power Pro hollow ace. And then whatever you put on top.
Yeah, probably 130-pound Blue Label. Because once you get that gear into a big fish... Man, barring something crazy, you got them. That reel has so much power, and that rod has so much lift that you don't need to worry about being a linebacker-sized guy to kill that fish. You keep the rod on the rail, keep that big Talica 50 handle turning. It's going to bend that rod, and that rod has so much lift, it's going to lift the fish for you. It is. There is not better tackle for getting a big one than that TAC 50 and Therese 72 XXH.
And the lightest of all
of
the big rigs. You can't beat it. The TAC 50 and Therese Railrod from Shimano. Check out your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your trip or for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now they offer the best in Fish Pros the market. They have that killer smoked fish, jerkied fish. They have all the rubs and spices, the smoked cheese, and don't forget their famous tuna burger. And don't forget, there's still an opportunity to get that awesome special that Sean was talking about yesterday. It's their Super Bowl party platter. Whoa. He said it went really good yesterday. I talked to Sean. So get this. You get a pound of smoked fish, you get two packages of their smoked cheese, and you get a package of their tuna jerky for $35.
What?
Yeah, exactly. It's a
Can you get it today?
It's a killer deal. I know that that was a huge deal yesterday. It was for the Super Bowl. As far as I know, the Super Bowl hasn't started. So,
You
know, that's no guarantee, but I would talk to Sean because I know they sold a ton of them yesterday and it was really popular. And at that price, you can certainly imagine why.
Yeah, so call Fisherman's Processing.
That's what I would do. You can check them out at their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. With that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report. We're going to start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Great.
Good morning.
Good, good. Well, hey, this week for us here was pretty much a carbon copy duplicate of what we've been doing the last few weeks, you know, a couple days here and there with some weather and some nice days kind of scattered in between. Our three-quarter day trips right now, we're still spending our mornings down there off San Onofre on the anchor in anywhere from like 210 feet of water to 270 feet of water, fishing at various hard bottom spots, catching sculpin. The catching has been very consistent for us. Pretty much every angler has been catching their five fish, so it's been good fishing there in our morning. Rubber lures fished on a dropper loop, or that Lucanus jig has been catching the better fish for us consistently down there. You know, we've been trying to wrap that sculpin up and get to the inside on these three-quarter day trips and try to catch a few bass. The hard bottom spots for us have been the best, and actually, like, the big traditional kelp spots like barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, San Onofre have little to no kelp at all. So the bass fishing has all been caught on the hard structure for us with the fly line sardine, actually saw a few fish on that, even though the water is a little bit on the chilly side. Guys catching some fish on the rubber lures and on the dropper loops inside there in that shallower water as well. For us on this halibut, no new news on the halibut front. You know, January and February for our derby here have traditionally been slower halibut months. But as we're coming through this month and get into the second half of our contest this year, I'd imagine we'll start to see some fun stuff happen and some bigger fish caught. You know, I don't really doubt that at all. So that's kind of where we're at up here. If you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly call the landing and make a reservation. And more importantly, pick your days wisely this next week. You know, check the weather and make a good, educated reservation. Our number up here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can always check us out on the web at danawerf.com. Link us through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage as well. And for this month, we're going to use the code DW25. That'll knock 25% off your ticket fare when you book online using that code.
What a rad deal you guys do, man. I think that's so awesome, Willie. Just hooking up our, you know, our listeners and your customers with a rad savings like that on a local trip. It's just awesome. I just love everything about Dana Wharf.
There you go. Knocks 25% off. They can go buy their Nomad lures and their fluorocarbon.
There you go. Yeah, right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, there's a big Dana Wharf banner. Click on that. Get you right there. DW25, 25% off. Thanks, Captain Brian Woolley. We appreciate that. And better week ahead.
No doubt.
We're looking forward to it. All right. Thanks, Jen. See ya.
Right. See you, buddy. All right. Well, let's continue on. We're going to talk to our main man, Dwayne, while we're waiting for our catch report from the Gundy Gunderson. We got Dwayne Patton out from the San Diego Bay Bass Tournament and the San Diego Anglers. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, guys. Rick, you and Corey did a great job on talking about the delay for the Bay Bass Tournament due to the weather, but I wanted to add one more thing. I'm getting a lot of emails wondering if we're accepting new applications for the delayed tournament. Absolutely, we are accepting new applications here. So
great.
if this delay opened up that weekend for you to fish, just get a hold of us on through the website there and send me an email, and I'll send you an application.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think it was a wise choice. I was out of town. I didn't get back home till like 9:30 last night, but Ricky told me that they clocked at the Outboard Motor Club at the Shelter Island Launch Ramp. You said 53 mile an hour gusts on the bay.
Yeah. I was down in Fisherman's Landing talking to Brandon about 2:00 yesterday. He was manning the shop. He had it all alone because everybody had it off to fish the tournament. But they had to lock the doors to the tackle shop there because the wind was opening the doors to Fisherman's Landing on the weather side. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
We can only keep the door open on the lee side of the building when it's that gusty because it literally blew the doors open. It was
unbelievable.
Yeah. So anybody that thought different, you made the great call as you guys always do, Dwayne, and you know the clubs. Always looking out for people's safety, and that's the fun thing about that tournament is it's not only fished in a guy with a $100,000 hybrid bay boat, it's also fished by somebody in a 13-foot Greger with a tiller steer outboard
or a Hobie kayak.
Yeah, exactly.
Kayak.
And
we have like 40 kayaks signed up for the event.
Wow.
That's who we're looking out for is the kayakers there.
Well, I think all of them. I don't think I'd want to be out in a skiff in 50 mile an hour gusts.
I was in a nice Parker, and I know I didn't want to be there.
And also the tent too. That's the other deal, too. That tent would have been
that would have been flying down to Marlin Island yesterday for sure.
So you did a great job, Dwayne.
And so the reschedule is when?
February 16th. And the long-range weather has us as no rain on that day.
Okay, we like that.
That sounds good.
All right. Well, very good, Dwayne. San Diego Anglers rescheduled Saturday, February 16th, and you can sign up now.
Great.
If you weren't already in. And if you're and if you were already signed up, you're still good, right?
You're still good. Yes, you're still good.
All right. Awesome. Very good, Dwayne. Thanks a lot, Dwayne, for the info. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you, buddy. All right, now let's continue on with our catch report. We're going to hit the surf with the surf guru himself. Gundy Gunderson is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
How's it going, guys?
It's going great, buddy.
You know how that old saying goes, Pete, if you want bad weather, throw a tournament.
Yeah. Well, you know what's cool, Gundy, is normally when I leave, it's like 80 degrees and beautiful. Well, I finally picked the right week to go to Zihuatanejo. It was really nice. Really nice down here, and it wasn't real nice up here, so I was stoked.
Good timing. Hey, timing is the key word, actually, when we come to the surf. You know, I say this all the time as the storms line up, you're fishing weather windows, you know, 2-3 days after the weather, things start straightening out. You just got to stay on it. You know, and once that water greens up, guys go after it, and that's kind of what we had this week. The amount of anglers was minimal, but like I said, I wouldn't disregard the surf because catches are being made. Hook, line, sinker reported the perch bite. Came back early in the week before the weather with good catches made at Goleta, Santa Claus Lane, Gulf Sandworms, Grubs working there on fish to pound and a half. Wiley's reported catches early in the week, a smaller perch, a few short halibut. A decent report came from up there in Oxnard, and that's a place to watch because next week, they'll be holding the Uptown Derbies will start again after the holidays. So we'll get a good pulse on what's going on in that big perch bite. Big Fish reported the water was clean early in the week off Huntington Beach and Balsa Chica, and that's where the guys were catching barred perch, bloodworms, lugworms, the top bait there. Illegal halibut was taken off the inlet on a slow-rolled crocodile. Shoreline Drive also kicked out a few fish in tight there. Catch and Tackle reported good conditions early in the week. Perch bite was bouncing back. Good catches made near the piers. Motor oil, root beer, grubs working well. 28-inch halibut taken at river jetties on a sardine pattern, flash minnow. Hogan's and Dana Point, probably the best stretch here, had a few good reports early in the week. Two anglers soaking lugworms off the pier there, scored 5 spot fin croaker to 3 pounds and a couple corbina and 4 barred perch, so not a bad mixed bag there. Another group hooked 4 halibut off cottons on flash minnows. 2 were legal and a 30-inch fish, which is probably the best catch of the week. The water temp before the storm was hovering around 60. And I'm sure it's going to take a dump after, but, you know, you just got to keep your eye on it, Pete, at this time of year. And when that water greens up, cleans up, get after it, you know.
Boy, that's the thing. You got to, you know, take advantage of the weather windows when they come. As soon as this one goes away, we got a nice solid little batch of a nice little block of weather. And like you say, take advantage.
Take advantage of it.
The other thing, too, is it'll carve those beaches up, you know, and form some nice trenches, some nice pullouts and things. So, you know, you always look on the bright side of life, right?
All new.
Like
you
your
bet.
Style, buddy.
Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks for that great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
All right,
you Gundy.
Too.
That's going to wrap up our catchboard again, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the Lotus charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And want to remind you, the 2019 CCA Sport Fishing Tide Calendar is out, but you have to register your calendar yet for prizes. Go to ccacalifornia.org to register your calendar. And don't forget to help support CCA by purchasing the 2019 calendar at tackle stores and online at surffishtackle.com. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More information and more with Dale Hightower. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS Echo Sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in, with more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your long range trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.